And John, this is a very tough time for thousands of parents across the country. It might have been last week or the week before. It might be this coming week or the week after. But they're heading to college campuses. And the easy part, of course, is getting there. And the hard part is leaving their children behind.
Back to school.
Back to, I know. Call it empty nesters syndrome. Sandra Mark Reardon.
Yes.
Hi there. Your house must be very quiet about now.
It's very quiet.
And you just sent your son to University of Massachusetts at Amherst, so congratulations on that. And he's the last of your children to head off to college. How do you feel about now?
Well, I feel like an empty nest, that's for sure, you know, minus the family pets that were left behind.
So you still have the pets?
We still have the pets, yes.
Also joining us is family psychiatrist Dr. Alan Manovitz from the New York Presbyterian Weill Cornell Medical Center. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
So Sandra is feeling like so many parents, you know, about now. How do you describe it? What have you learned from your patients?
Well, an empty nest is a phrase that encapsulates feelings of sadness and loss that a parent or guardian experiences when children no longer live with them or need day-to-day care. But it's important to kind of note that it's a normal reaction for a cycle of life for a parent to feel this sadness, and that it's not life or death, but it's really a normal transition, not abandonment. It's a time of reflection of a really, hopefully, a job well done, and that the kids are now at a time we want them to separate and individuate.
Mm-hmm.
But the emptiness syndrome is a psychological condition that sometimes surprises people, where they have this intense sadness or loneliness that's traditionally or stereotypically been given to a woman around the time the last of her children leave home.
Let's bring in Sandra for a second. Sandra, this is the third child that you've had leave home. So how was it different this time than when the other two took off?
Well, because when the other two left, there were still other children left at home, so that my role as, you know, day-to-day mother was still intact.
But you know, these days, you know, kids just live with their parents after college, so, you know, maybe you're going to get a break here.
Actually, the two that left initially have come back for a month or two in between jobs or relocation.
There you go.
Exactly, yeah.
That they call the fullness syndrome.
But doctor, what do you recommend to parents who are going through this difficult transition? I mean, for 18 years, they've had these children at home day in and day out, and now they're off building their own lives.
Yeah, absolutely. In reality, I also want to just mention it affects men and fathers equally, and it can occur not just when the last child leaves home, but when any child leaves home or at earlier stages of development. And that's really a warning sign. So if you're somebody who really kind of mourns the loss of your infancy and toddlerhood, or you really have trouble with the first day of school, or when the kid goes away to sleepaway camp, mothers have the equivalence to the child's homesickness, or in high school when the kids begin to become more independent and make more decisions for themselves, those are really warning signs that somebody may feel overly sad at each stage of the child's growth, or if they're particularly like a helicopter mom, have high separation anxiety, because being a full-time mom, which is a wonderful, wonderful experience, is a double-edged sword. For men, traditionally, they have their work and family, and for women, work is family. So when the family is, quote, gone, they have the danger of feeling bereft.
So what do you recommend? What have you found helps people in the midst of this transition?
Well, I think that if you plan in advance and develop other interests than those only associated with your children, that is, if your whole life is involved with the PTA or a variety of activities that parallel the child, you're not really developing yourself as a person. In modern days, there was initially an increase in the empty, quote, nest syndrome, because kids really move on and kind of move away from the kind of area where the family lives. But today we have children being born later, and parents are developing interest before having the children and continuing them throughout the childhood years. And also with modern communication devices, things like having a video phone or talking through the computer where you can actually see your child really goes a long way towards modifying this.
And Sandra, you could just get a little apartment there in Amherst. It's a 90-minute drive from East Falmouth, right?
No, it's actually a 2.5-3 hour drive, but I'm not interested.
What are you thinking about doing with some of this now extra time that you have?
Well, pursuing, more fully the hobbies that I had that, were time limited and because of, child care issues and that type of thing. But I also have a career that I've had throughout raising my children that, will continue.
So what kind of hobbies? Let us in on that secret there.
Well, I'm looking forward. I've wanted to take golf. My husband's always been a golfer, so now perhaps I can participate. And I'm looking forward to horseback riding again and, several things.
And just explain, because your husband's work really takes him away for long periods of time.
He does. Yes, it does. It does. So that, we're in the midst of, contemplating somewhat of a job change for him so that he's not gone as many months as he has been all these.
Yeah, describe his job and then how long he goes away for.
He's a commercial fishing captain up in Alaska based out of Dutch Harbor. And, he's gone 6 to 8 months a year. And he's having difficulty knowing that, he's been away since after Michael graduated high school. And when he arrives home the end of September, beginning of October, his son is no longer at home.
So, Doctor, tough times for parents. We're going to let you get in another word of advice here.
Well, I think that it's also to be aware that this is also a period of time that other stages of life, that other major changes are going on. Some women are going through menopause, coping with increasingly dependent elderly parents, and sort of readjusting, as your guest on there, the equilibrium at home, with your spouse. So it's important to also work with your spouse, not just to have your children in common, but to have your own, activities between the two of you, and really this can, for a small percentage of people, if you find yourself crying excessively or feeling so sad you don't want to mix with friends or go to work or your appetite, concentration, or energy or sleep is disturbed, you really need to get some counseling from a family friend or a pastor or a doctor to get your feelings into perspective. And you may need to treat an underlying depression or anxiety disorder if it gets quite severe.
Dr. Alan Manovitz, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Dr. Alan Manovitz, from New York Presbyterian Weill Cornell Medical Center. He's a family psychiatrist. And Sandra, what are you going to do today on this Labor Day real quick?
Oh, I've got chores to get done. Go wash the dog, those type of things.
Go wash the
dog.
The dog. Thanks so much for joining us. Sandra Mark Reardon, mother
Thank
of three.
You.
She just dropped her son Michael off at
dog
University
washing.
Of Massachusetts Amherst.
Dog washing on this Labor Day. Anyway, an update quickly. The center of Hurricane Gustav is located 85 miles south of New Orleans, Louisiana. It's moving toward the northwest at about 16 miles per hour. Category 3, maximum sustained winds near 115 miles per hour.
And we're going to keep watch on that, as well as what's happening at the Republican National Convention or what's not happening in St. Paul. Our takeaway political director and our team is there, and we'll bring us the latest on that story also.
And on this Labor Day, we hope you've got the day off, but we've cobbled together our Labor Day playlist. You want to add to us? Add to it, 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji, and this is The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.